Imagine an entire city dedicated to designing, building, flying, and repairing general aviation aircraft. No, it's not your imagination, and it's not Wichita. From the National Business Aviation Association, this is Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs with your trusted source for business aviation news. As a market for business aviation, China shows tremendous promise. For the past 5 years, here on NBAA's Flight Plan, we've been talking about the potential for tremendous growth there as the military slowly opens airspace to general aviation traffic and the Chinese economy continues to grow at rates that are almost unimaginable. So, how is China gearing up to meet the expected demand for business aviation infrastructure and aircraft?
We're learning about a new effort outside of Beijing to develop a business aviation town that not only includes manufacturing, convention center space, and housing, but also includes a business aviation dedicated airport, which would substantially increase the capacity for Beijing as a destination and provide specific business aviation dedicated capacity that is often hard to find, not just in China, but throughout Asia.
That's Doug Carr, NBAA's Vice President for Regulatory Affairs. He recently got a briefing on the project and finds the whole idea an intriguing possibility. First, there's the notion of an airport dedicated to general aviation.
In most cases, there really aren't general aviation or business aviation airports throughout most of Asia. In this case, we're talking about bringing an FBO model to a dedicated business aviation airport, which will follow what business aircraft see in most other parts of the world, which is a single entity coordinating all of the services that they need to facilitate smooth travel in and out of the airport.
The airport would have a 7,800-foot runway, ramp space for about 50 aircraft, with plans to expand that to space for three times that many planes. Around it, China plans to build Superior Aviation Town, named for Dallas-based Superior Air Parts, bought by a Chinese company 5 years ago. It'll be about 11 miles outside Beijing in the Shunyi district.
This latest proposal offers to expand the aviation presence around the airport by including a capability for manufacturing, for convention-related space, for housing, for workers, and for retail areas, so that you really do have an all-encompassing aviation town.
And get this, China hopes to have Superior Aviation Town built in just 2 years.
In the United States, building a runway often is a process that takes 10 to 12 years, starting with the planning and then most of the time focused on the environmental assessments and permits that are needed to get that runway built. But I think we know the Chinese pretty well. If they put their mind to it, it'll happen.
Okay, let's make a date right now to revisit this topic in 2017 and see how Superior Aviation Town is coming along. I'll have more business aviation news for you in just a moment, but first, please, this message.
With the price of aviation fuel out of your control, is there anything you can do to keep expenses down? Yes, there are simple things that can help alleviate some of the cost. And with NBAA's 10 Critical Strategies for Long-Term Fuel Savings, we'll show you how to better manage your fuel expenses, both short-term and long-term. To request your free copy, visit the website ascendwithnbaa.org/fuel white paper. That's ascendwithnbaa.org/fuel white paper.
Welcome back to NBAA's Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs. Have you heard this yet? FAA has decided to start testing 4 unleaded aviation fuels this fall, with results expected in about a year. The tests will evaluate 2 blends developed by Swift Fuels, 1 by Aeroshell and 1 by Total. We will keep you posted. Starting this week and running until the end of the month, New York will be under a number of temporary flight restrictions, TFRs. You'll want to check the website on this. The reason? The UN General Assembly gets underway on the 17th. And that's the latest from the National Business Aviation Association. Remember, you can subscribe to all Flight Plan podcasts at Apple's iTunes website or download them from NBAA.org. I'm Pete Combs. Thanks for listening to Flight Plan.